Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of February 28, 2025 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Don't forget to make your hotel reservations for Cleveland and order your tournament shirts. Details below. It looks like everyone wants to fly, so be sure you have your real ID, as everyone must have this to comply with the federal program that is in place. I understand that the lines at the DMV can be long, so plan ahead if you need to get one. And don't forget that tonight's the deadline to pay for the Winston. I want to further explain something regarding subs and permanent team spots. As a general rule, subs are assigned first come, first served. So when a sub calls in, they are assigned a spot in the order they call based on who is out, unless it is necessary to swap because of needing a vision on a lane to make sure that someone can pin spot. But here's the deal with Team 3 for the rest of this season. Van knows that he is going to have to regularly scheduled weeks when he has to work and will not be able to be there. Our rule has been if someone's going to be out long term, like more than 3 weeks because of a medical issue or a regular work schedule change that's long term, then a team can request a permanent sub for that opening until the bowler can return. We have not had this happen before when it isn't every week, but it is a regular schedule. So, since he knows this, their team has requested a regular fill-in sub, Monique, as long as she's available. If a team member chooses to step down to sub status, then the remaining bowlers on that team get to pick who they want to fill that spot. If you're going to be out long-term, or if you see that you need to drop to sub status, then please communicate that with Zelda and with Miriam. Remember that Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday so that she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is zelda2152@gmail.com or by telephone 443-629-0018. Lane assignments week 12. Lane 35, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 36, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 37, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 38, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 39, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 40, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 41, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 42, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Subs for tonight, Lane 35, Team 3, out Van McLean, in Monique Rasko. Kenny McNeil and Judy Eason are on standby if anyone else is out. Chili, Soup, and Stew. We're currently scheduled to have our annual Chili, Soup, Stew, and Dessert event next Saturday, March 8, from 5 to 9 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Raleigh. We will be asking tonight to confirm who plans to bring a dish. If we do not have enough people participating, it will not be feasible to do this event. I'll send something out over the weekend with the final yes or no call. If we do it, it's $10 to come and try all the chili soup, stew, and dessert that you wish. You do not have to be a bowler to participate. We're not making a contest out of it this year, but everyone's encouraged to bring a pot of soup, chili, or stew, and or a dessert, and come join the fun. Pay at the door. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be March 15. We will bowl at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, 27103. Outlaws, the $40 entry fee is due tonight, Friday, February 28. Bowling begins at 9:30, with registration beginning at 9. We will be leaving from JC Park at 7 next Sunday morning. We will be leaving from JC Park at 7 next Saturday. That's Saturday morning. The fee to ride is $30, payable when you get on the van. We plan to make our usual stops in Burlington. They have some tournament shirts available this year since the deadline for orders is tomorrow. I don't know if they will have extras available at the alley, but they may. For anyone who doesn't plan to go to Winston, there's a fundraising tournament in Fayetteville that same day, sponsored by the Lions Club. Entry fee for that one is $35 and it starts at 2 p.m. Register at www.eventbrite.com. In SBBA news from Bobby Ashworth, I am with Forsyth Blind Bowlers in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and am now on the Public Relations Committee for SBBA. Rod Wilson, SBBA President, asked me to start a Facebook page so we can get information out as needed to all SBBA bowlers. It can be found as Southeastern Blind Bowling Association, parentheses, SBBA. I would encourage all bowlers to like the page. They will then be able to see information as we post it. Also, for all league secretaries, etc., if your league hosts a local tournament that benefits your league, please let me know in advance so that I can post it on the page. Any high games in your league or special news can be sent to me, and I will do my best to post it on the page. If any of you have questions, please feel free to contact me, and I will be happy to help. My number is 336-972-8374. If you are interested in any of the CBBA t-shirts, hats, and bowling towels, they are available. And please feel free to email me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. I'll arrange to get them to you if you need something. T-shirts are $5, hats $5, towels $2.50, luggage tags $1. We have some DVDs with James Benton and Rod Best bowling at a CBA tournament also. They are $2.50 each. T-shirts, small, one red, one light green, one dark green. Medium, one red, one light green, one dark green, one navy. Large, two light green, one dark green, one navy, one black. XL, one red, two light green, one dark green, one black. 2XL, two red, one light green, two black. 3XL, two red, two light green, two dark green, one navy, two black. 4XL, one red, two light green. Hats, we have 3 red, 4 light green, 2 dark green, 2 black, and 2 khaki brown. Bowling towels, they're all the same, blue microfiber towels with writing in yellow. Luggage tags, white with blue writing on them, heavy plastic with a place to put name and address. Some have also asked about outlaw clothing items. I need a dozen items to make an order. So if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com, and I'll add it to the list. When I'm getting close, I'll let everybody know that I'll be putting the order in. National tournament shirts. There are only about 30 days left to order the official 2025 tournament shirts from Cleveland. Please go online and make your order. You can select pickup, and they'll be waiting for you at the registration desk in May. If you really need to speak to someone, you can call 855-631-6850 and ask for the That's How We Roll shirt orders. Staff is limited, but they can help. Our official 2025 ABBA tournament shirts feature a collection link found on the website in this paragraph. Go to the website and click on a shirt color and then enter campaign. After entering campaign, each color will be a separate transaction. You have the option to order various styles of shirts, crew, long sleeve, and V-neck t-shirts, zip up and pullover hoodies, and polo shirts in 6 different colors, pink, green, blue, black, white, and red. Sizes and prices vary depending on the item and the color from small to 5XL. They have a logo on the front left, and then we'll have all the ABBA league names listed on the back. You have the option to select free pickup from the registration, May 22 to 24, or drop ship to your home for a $9.99 fee. ABBA tournament information from Sandy McDaniel, ABBA tournament director. I want to wish everyone a happy new year. We have another great ABBA National Tournament coming up in 2025 in Cleveland, Ohio, and hope that everyone will be able to attend. The Greater Cleveland Vine Bowlers will be the host league for the 2025 National Tournament. They have several fundraisers going on at this time, and I hope that everyone will help support them. They have been doing an excellent job, and anyone that went to the mid-year had an opportunity to see this firsthand. We will be staying at the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport Hotel, 7230 Engel Road, Middleburg Heights, Ohio, 44130. The best way to make reservations is to go on the website by clicking on the link in this paragraph, or call the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport reservation line at 877-227-6963 and note that you would like to reserve a room in the group block. Ask for the group rate for ABBA. The discounted room rate is $119 plus tax per room per night. Cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 25. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service upon request. Call the hotel at 440-243-4040 for pickup. You can schedule your return trip to the airport with the front desk. Self-parking is complimentary. All rooms include an in-room coffee maker and refrigerator. Complimentary Wi-Fi throughout the hotel. Business center access, indoor pool, sauna, and exercise room. The check-in time is 3 p.m. and the check-out time is 12 p.m. The hotel has an on-site restaurant, bar, and lounge open from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the ground floor. They also serve breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., either off the menu items or a buffet for $12.99. There are several restaurants within a mile or less of the hotel. Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood Village, Ohio, 44146, will be the lanes we will be using this year. It's about 30 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 48 lanes for the competition. The bowling center has a lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar, and a game room. Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director, can be reached at sandymcdan01@yahoo.com or by telephone 386-576-6413. Outlaws, tournament entry fee is $80 with an additional $25 for the Masters competition. Non-bowling guests should be registered and pay an $18 registration fee. This helps cover hospitality. Registration deadline to Sandy, April 5th. Also, I'd like to know if you plan to go and what events you plan to pay for by Friday, March 21. The deadline for Outlaws to pay will be March 28. This gives me a week to get the teams together. I know some may be waiting on the challenged athletes' grants, but please give me a tentative confirmation on the 21st and call me as soon as you know. Transportation. The trip to Cleveland is drivable. It's approximately 9 hours driving time. With a couple of stops, we could do it in one long day. Costs would depend upon how many wanted to ride and what we could find to rent. But if you think you might be interested, let Ginger know no later than Friday, February 14. If we do decide to rent a van, a non-refundable deposit will be required by March 21 and the final amount by April 5. If you prefer to fly to Cleveland, please note the real ID information further down in the newsletter. A welcome to Cleveland note from the Cleveland Blind Bowlers. Dear association members, on behalf of the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers, I am thrilled to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you as we host the 2025 National Tournament. We are excited to have you join us in Cleveland and look forward to making your experience enjoyable and memorable. Preliminary information can be found on our league's website. https://gcbb.weebly.com under events. Please support our ongoing fundraising efforts for the tournament. There are about 30 days left for the Poppin' Popcorn fundraiser. You can order by using the website link in this paragraph of the email copy of this newsletter. All popcorn purchases will be delivered to your home, and we receive 50% of all items purchased. Accommodations and transportation. Crown Plaza Hotel, 7230 Middleburg Heights, is our hotel. Please note that parking is complimentary for all guests. If you are flying in and require transportation to the hotel, kindly contact the HOE directly at 440-243-4040 and ask for airport pickup. To help you make the most of your visit, there's something for everyone to enjoy. The IX Center, featuring public shows and specialty events, is located next to the airport. Our hotel is surrounded by restaurants and lounges within walking distance. Downtown Cleveland, home to top attractions like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Progressive Field, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and Playhouse Square, is an easy 12-minute drive. Major sports events, including those featuring the Cleveland Cavaliers and Guardians, are less than 15 minutes away. Things to enjoy near the hotel: Chipotle, McDonald's, Starbucks, Dunkin', Five Guys, Brew Garden, Capri Pizza, Fathead's Brewery, First Watch, Panera Bread, TJ Hibachi and Sushi, Perkins, Bob Evans, Aladdin's, Max and Irma's, Olive Garden, Italian Restaurant, and Raising Cane's. Jack Casino, Cleveland, 100 Public Square, Cleveland, Ohio. Jack Thistledown Racing, 21501 Emery Road, North Randall. MGM Northfield Park Casino, 10777 Northfield Road, Northfield. Rise Dispensary, 1222 Prospect Avenue East, Cleveland. Bowling will be at Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio, 44146. Roseland has a surround PA system with a lounge with several large televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar, a game room, a meeting room, and a full service banquet hall with a capacity of 250. Their large concourse offers ample room for bowlers and spectators. We have three ladies and three men's restrooms on the concourse. Please note, the alley is very strict about not allowing any food or beverages to be carried in, including reusable water bottles. They say that people put alcohol in them, and that if caught, it would cause them to lose their liquor license, so they are very strict about it. Things to enjoy near Roseland Lanes: Oakwood Deli and Liquor Store, 25911 Broadway Avenue in Bedford. Sam's Club, 23300 Broadway Avenue in Oakwood. McDonald's, 23321 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood. Dunkin' Donuts, 23659 Broadway Avenue in Oakwood. Jack Thistledown Racing, 21501 Emery Road in North Randall. MGM Northfield Casino Park, 10777 Northfield Road in Northfield. Wendy's, 23050 Broadway Avenue in Oakwood. B&M Barbecue, 23840 Broadway Avenue in Cleveland. Subway, 22919 Broadway Avenue in Bedford. Double Dragon Chinese Restaurant, 22929 Broadway Avenue in Bedford. Amplify Dispensary, 22803 Rockside Road in Bedford. Terrasana Dispensary, 9601 Vista Way in Garfield Heights. And AYR Dispensary, 27900 Chagrin Boulevard in Windmere. If you have any questions or need assistance during your stay, please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly. You can contact me via our text or voice on our league line at 216-666-9507 or email me at gcbb501c @gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to help or direct you to someone that can. Once again, the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers are excited for you to join us in Cleveland. We are looking forward to a fantastic bowling tournament experience. Warm regards, DePeaches Dinkins, Event Specialist, Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers. If you plan to fly to Cleveland, real ID requirements go into effect May 7, 2025. To fly or enter certain federal facilities, you will need a real ID. To obtain a real ID, you must visit an NC Division of Motor Vehicles Driver's License office with documents as outlined below. Appointments are available in the mornings and can be scheduled up to 90 days in advance at skiptheline.ncdot.gov. Scheduling an appointment is advised as the wait times can be long. For information on locations, wait times, etc., go to the NCDOT website link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. One document with your full name, providing identity and date of birth. A certified birth certificate issued by State Vital Records Office or a County Register of Deeds. A copy is not acceptable. It must have the raised seal or a valid unexpired passport from the United States or a valid unexpired real ID from another state. One document with your full name and full Social Security number. The name on this document must match the name on the document providing identity and date of birth. Otherwise, you must also provide a proof of name change, such as a certified marriage license, a divorce decree, or document from the courts or register of deeds. You'll need a Social Security card, photocopies not allowed, or a 1099 tax form with name and full Social Security number, or W-2 form with name and full Social Security number, or payroll record with name and full Social Security number. Two documents with your current address from the list below. Any document issued by the state of North Carolina or a county or city in North Carolina or the federal government. North Carolina vehicle registration card, insurance policy or title. North Carolina voter precinct card, military orders or military documents, utility bill or cable bill, housing lease or contract, mortgage statement, property or income tax statement, pre-printed financial statement, school records, name changes. One or more documents from the list below, if the name is different from the name on the birth certificate, passport, or other documents listed in the proof of identity section above. Note, multiple name changes require multiple documents to trace a certified marriage license / certificate with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of the individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. A divorce decree with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of the individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. A document from the courts or register of deeds. Original or certified international marriage licenses, that's plural, with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of individuals certifying the document accompanied by a name change affidavit. Now, here's a program you might be interested in. Access and Empowerment, a resource fair for the disabled community. Saturday, March 1, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., 3634 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh. Join us to celebrate the inaugural event of the Insightful Visionaries Resource Hub for the disability community. This event is dedicated to empowering progress and fostering advancements in the disability community. This event is designed with accessibility in mind, ensuring everyone can participate fully, especially individuals who are blind or visually impaired. Lunch is included. This event is co-hosted by Insightful Visionaries, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, the Disability Awareness Council, the Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, and NCCDD. Highlights. Keynote speakers, Dr. Tim Miles, TDAC, Emergency Preparedness, and Vicky Preddy, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, Non-24. Interactive discussions on challenges and solutions. Resources and tools to empower independence. Networking opportunities to build connections within the community. And vendors, Abundant Life Services. Registration required. To ensure accommodations and prepare materials, limited seating, first come, first serve, please register today. Tickets are $15. Payments accepted as Cash App, $IV Nonprofit, or use the SquareLink website link in this paragraph, the email copy of this newsletter. Please include the name of the attendees in the notes section. Let's come together to drive meaningful change and support the disability community in 2025 and beyond. We can't wait to see you there. For more information, call 919-890-0117 or send an email to admin@insightfulvisionaries.org. Thank you from Carolyn Covington. Her email is cmcovington@gmail.com. CPR classes offered on March 29. One purpose of the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association is to promote the education of the blind and visually impaired youth and adults. To that end, on Saturday, March 29, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., the association will be sponsoring two CPR sessions provided by the certified instructors in CPR from the NC Emergency Management Office. Two training sessions will last approximately 1.5 hours each, beginning at 10 a.m. with a break for lunch at 11:45 a.m., and with the second 1.5 hour training session beginning at 12:30 p.m. For each of these CPR training sessions, space is limited to 12 participants in each session. Therefore, to ensure your participation in one of these sessions, a registration fee of $10 is required by all individuals who are interested in receiving the CPR training. The CPR training sessions will be held on the Governor Moorhead School campus in the Weathers Hill Dining Hall, located at 329 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. Between the CPR training sessions, lunch will be provided to all registered participants, beginning at 11:45 a.m. As mentioned previously, since space is limited to 12 individuals per training session, it is essential that your registration fee is paid no later than the deadline of March 15, 2025, with your preferred training session of morning or afternoon. While your preferred session may be in the morning, it can only be taken under consideration. You will be notified prior to the training as to which session you are assigned. All checks or money orders should be made payable to GMSAA and mailed to P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, N.C., 27661, or made through PayPal at www.gmsaai.org, include a $1 transaction fee. Should you have any questions, please call me at 919-673-8300 or send an email to me at rickyscott09@gmail.com. Are you ready for 5 years at the bar? Piano Bar Fundraiser 2025. We are thrilled to invite you to the 5th annual Virtual Piano Bar. The Virtual Piano Bar is a more than just a night of great music. It's a joint fundraising effort supporting both the Pennsylvania Organization of Blind Parents and the Pennsylvania Organization of Parents of Blind Children. Your participation helps us continue advocating, educating, and empowering blind families. The event, 5 years at the Bar, Piano Bar Fundraiser, Saturday, April 12, starting at 7 p.m., location via Zoom. Admission price, suggested donation of $10. Payment options coming soon. This incredible event will feature live performances by Angelina Angelsek from Pennsylvania, Eddie Salcido from California, John Dowling from Minnesota, and Carl Smith from Utah. Guiding us through the night will be our wonderful hosts, Stacy Leap from Pennsylvania and Kelvin Scopey Mosley from North Carolina. Mark your calendars, spread the word, and stay tuned for more details on how to reserve your spot. We can't wait to share this magical evening with you. For more information, please visit, or rather contact, Emily Gendlesberger at vp2@nfbp.org, or Stacy Leap at blindparents@nfbofpa.org. And let's wrap it up here with some recipes that'll blind you over. One here that I really like just looking at the name, pineapple split dessert. Let's see what's in it. 1 box of Nilla wafers, 1 cup of softened butter, 1 8-ounce package of softened cream cheese, 1 20-ounce can of crushed pineapple, 2 cups of powdered sugar, 1/2 cup chocolate chips, 1 1/2 cups of evaporated milk, 2 large bananas, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 pint of whipped cream, 1/2 cup chopped pecans, and 1 jar drained maraschino cherries. Your directions are to mix crushed wafers with 1/2 cup of butter. Press into a 9 by 13 inch pan. Combine 1/4 cup butter with cream cheese blending well. Mix in 1 cup pineapple and spread over the crust. Combine remaining butter, powdered sugar, chips, and milk in a saucepan. Cook, stirring constantly until thick and smooth. Cool. Slice bananas and drizzle lemon juice on them. Drain. Arrange over a cheese layer. Top with cooled sauce. Spread whipped topping. Sprinkle with remaining pineapple, pecans, and cherries. Chill thoroughly before serving. Mmm, boy. And this one's just as good. How about apple and blueberry crisp? 3 cups, that'll be a pound, of fresh Granny Smith apples, peeled and chopped into small pieces. 1 cup, 4 ounces, of blueberries. Two teaspoons cornstarch, 2 tablespoons brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, vanilla pod optional. 1/2 cup all-purpose flour. 1/2 cup packed brown sugar. 1/4 cup old-fashioned rolled oats. 3 tablespoons of chopped almonds or pecans, walnuts, etc. Your preference. 2 tablespoons of fine cornmeal. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/4 cup chilled butter cut into small pieces. The directions. In a crock pot, combine the chopped apples and blueberries with cornstarch, brown sugar, and vanilla extract. In a food processor, combine flour, brown sugar, oats, almonds, cornmeal, salt, and cinnamon. Add the chilled butter and pulse until the mixture resembles coarse meal. Generously sprinkle the crisp topping over the fruit mixture in the crock pot. Cover and cook on high for 3 hours until the apples are soft and the topping is fully cooked. Then serve it warm with either vanilla ice cream or whipped cream. Cannot go wrong with that one, folks. Here's the bowling schedule for the rest of the year. Stay tuned for makeup day for last week, but here's where we are right now. February 28, week 12, bowl. March 7, week 13, bowl. March 8, chili soup, stew, and dessert. March 14, off. March 15, Roan Invitational, Winston-Salem. May 3rd, Outlaw Invitational confirmed date. May 22 to 25, the ABBA National Tournament. That'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of February 28, 2025. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor at theoutlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-51. I'm Dick Hayden. So long until next time.